For the second time in Rob Schwartz's 18 years of coaching wrestling, his peers chose him as Coach of the Year, but he was also inducted into the Alaska Wrestling Hall of Fame. Schwartz has coached 15 individual state champions, 100 state place winners, and 94 regional champions. He's led the Vikings to win 10 Southeast regional championships, then on to state, where the team twice took runner-up and had 8 years in the top five teams. A former competitor, retired Wrangell wrestling coach Ed Garrison, recommended Schwartz to the Hall of Fame committee. Garrison says the stats were obviously there, but there was also the impact Schwartz has had on his wrestlers.
He's very good at taking young men and helping them make the transition into adulthood, you know, and that's a rare thing anymore, that mentorship. And the other thing that Rob does phenomenally well is he dedicates just a huge amount of his personal time into the sports programs, especially in the Petersburg area. You know, he coaches the arena wrestling club, he coaches the middle school, and he coaches the high school. And I don't know too many coaches in any sport that have the statistics that he has success in the state of Alaska. It's a rare thing.
And it's a rare honor to be inducted into the Alaska Wrestling Hall of Fame. 5 people were inducted this year, 4 of them in the 4A large school tournament in Chugiak. Schwartz was the only person chosen from the 38 small schools that competed at state. Sitka High School teacher and assistant wrestling coach Steve Gillespie was on the committee that selected Schwartz. He's a Hall of Famer who previously coached Kotzebue and Nikiski. Gillespie says a lot of consideration goes into the Hall's selection process.
You've got a core of about 5 guys that go through and they pass, we get the nominees, and then we kind of bounce thoughts off of each other. Then we kind of send a network of emails out to one another. If there's anyone else, you know, what are some of the recommendations? Yeah, what do you think? And it's a pretty lengthy process. And so it's not just 3 or 4 guys making a decision. It kind of bounces off, you know, all of the Hall of Fame members that are addressed there.
Gillespie says there's a lot of deserving people in Southeast Wrestling, but he says Schwartz's character, longevity, and the success of his program helped make him stand out.
We look at it here around the coaching ranks, here around the state, also Southeast is probably one of the more successful programs, not only in Southeast, but also too there at Petersburg High School. Not to shortchange any of the other programs, but taking a look at what he's done at the state level and also at the regional level over the years that he was, and then when he backed away for a couple of years and came back in, I think those are some of the big factors.
Gillespie helped present the award to Schwartz at the state tournament in Mount Edgecombe this year. Schwartz said he didn't know he was the inductee until the presenters began reading his biography.
It's just an incredible honor. But it's just like I told the team, you know, it's never been about me. I do it because I like it, and I enjoy coaching, and it really has come down to over the years, I'll do what I can as a coach, but I'm a fisherman and a school teacher who does the best job he can coaching. You know, I'm not a Division I wrestler. I never have been. But I came in, and I thought it was an important thing to do.
Schwartz teaches middle school and spends his summers commercial crabbing. He grew up in Petersburg. He and his wife, Colleen, have 4 children. His high school wrestling coach, Pat Curtis, is also in the Alaska Wrestling Hall of Fame. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.